KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. As we mentioned, we're mourning the loss of a local poet, author, teacher, activist, actor, John Gardner, notable community member who passed away yesterday while driving his car after suffering a heart attack at about 8:30 a.m. You may remember the canyon was closed for about an hour yesterday. Well, this was why, and we found out late last night, and the town is slowly starting to get the news of this tragic passing away of a local, you know, notable, John Gardner.
Yeah, and a friend and a sort of very Laguna-y guy.
Right.
You know, where else would you... This is where he would have to be, isn't it, Laguna? Because he was a poet and an activist and a writer and a teacher and all that. Taught the gifted kids classes at UCI for years. He was an alumnus of UCI himself, you know, when UCI was unpaved in the 60s and nobody wore shoes, you know, back then. He used to tell great stories about it, and but he was very much a Lagoonary guy. He was a sensitive guy, and he wouldn't have done well in New York or Berlin,
right?
You know, yeah. He was Laguna's man,
and his poems were about saving the earth and crossing the canyon, and you know, things that would really only work here.
Oh, totally. And he also was part of that beat poet tradition. That's Allen Ginsberg, I don't know, thing, Jack Kerouac. All those guys. He was part of that tradition. His poetry was often that way, sort of stream of consciousness.
It was stream
of consciousness.
Stories
of driving across the country.
Right.
Yeah.
So I found an excerpt of a poem, not so easy, but I found one called Crazy Wisdom that I think is a good one. It's actually him reading it at the Blue Water Green Earth concert a couple years back.
Yeah.
So I've got him playing that. And then out of that, we're going to play Fear No More, which, why don't you explain?
All right, so John and I had this show, Shakespeare's Fool, which is songs and speeches from the plays of William Shakespeare. John was a scholar of Shakespeare. He really knew Shakespeare, you know, front and back. He knew about Shakespeare in historical context. He understood the language. He was a great teacher. He was my teacher, you know. When we would work on stuff together, I would often say, what does that mean, John? And he would explain in his inimitable way, you know, down-to-earth sort of way, what words or phrases or sentences meant, again, in historical context. So he was really an academic in many ways. And we had this show anyway, these songs and speeches. I wrote songs and John did speeches, and then we expanded the show. But one of the songs is Fear No More. I believe it's from the play Cymbelines, not a very oft-produced play. There is a movie of it, recent movie. Fear No More, The Heat of the Sun. This is poignant because the song is basically saying that when you die, you no longer need fear the heat of the sun and various other things. So
first the poem and then the song.
Yeah.
John Gardner, may he rest in peace, 70 years old, died yesterday.
I, John Gardner, poet, promise to do as little harm as possible. Promise to use as little paper as possible for my primitive American effort to play the lexicon of my heart strings like a silver harp, create my own distinctive voice and turn it into rockadelic prose and freeze a bird verse to produce, as it were, my own leaves of grass, adding slightly and tweaking slowly my record as a human being in the late 20th and early 21st centuries, born under a triangle of water signs. Pisces being my hook, Scorpio my bait, California my place of reference.
Take him. last.